Yes, we managed to narrow the technical requirements of 10 nanometer systems compared to the 23 PEMs. We started with a relatively wider error margin because we had the diffusion chargers. With 10 nanometers, we saw that we can narrow it even more. So in that sense, the curve is narrow and more steep. So this manages to capture more efficiently the hole sizes distribution and not have the uncertainties of the part that we were not counting with the 23 nanometers. And with the catalytic stripper, as you mentioned, indeed, we also don't have any interference from volatiles, which also contributes.